thing there, obviously, is the only thing we own is the square.
Understood, but in terms of, you know.
What we put to how it's been zoned.
At least create a vision for that hopefully, again, that the community and we, you know, everyone can agree on.
Yeah.
And so this kind of fits into that, you know, like a glove, instead of we're just focusing on just the square only and not what's happening around it.
And would you say that kind of connects to the general plan work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Me too. Okay. Steve, you were getting your microphone ready.
But I need somebody much smarter than me to figure out how to turn this on. I have no idea.
The microphone's not on?
No. Well, at least the light's not lit.
Okay.
They have to turn it on somewhere else.
How about, Jeff, how about the one that's immediately to your right?
Well, I've got Corbin's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if there's a switch on the microphone or not.
Here's an extra one.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've only ever seen that top one.
I can.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Nope. You got three to choose from now, Woody Nelson.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson.
I just want to comment that I don't really have much to say. No, one of the things, to Kevin's point, did you discriminate between residential comments and business comments? Do you know? I mean, a lot of the neighbors of the town square are businesses.
Go ahead, JC.
I mean, we can both answer, but yeah. I don't know that I'd use the word discriminate, but we did assemble the community and the steering committee and that we made sure to include several business members on that. And I think in a general sense, again, trying to get participation, we were hoping we get some community members, we get some business leaders. We were hoping these would be sort of like tendrils, right, that would draw others in and inform others. And I don't know how well that worked, but that was the intent.
Okay, thanks. And to Jeff's point about finances, we had a recent discussion about the Alpenhof Park and how that, and I think that was very productive, about how it would advance in phases. I haven't heard any similar type of discussion here, and it may be too early.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
One thing that I would love to hear about after rolling out these two possible ideas to the community and getting comments back, any quick thoughts about how either of these proposals would change based on those comments? I mean, I heard some positive. I heard some very negative when I attended meetings. Anybody, not just Dave, but Luke, Cortland, or JC, or Jeff.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to open up two or three things. I kind of looked at this from the outside as the meetings occurred, and this would surprise a couple of you, but I actually went through entire meetings and didn't say a word. That actually happened.
It did.
But I wanted to fill in a little bit around what I thought I heard in general or in specific, or maybe something that got missed, and see that your question opens up to that. Initially, there was a lot of energy around Swiss days. There was some level of threat by the committee or from the committee, and that things were going to be done and the mayor can fill in some of the blanks, or Jeff can, and his back and forth with that. But that took a lot of energy at the front end of this that I think we had to get through at some point. It happened to occur at the front end, and so some of these conversations may have been more fluid and had some other ideas, but even I was the first person you met when you came to the public meetings, and I was just going to explain what's happening in this room tonight. And from me, a number of people went right to the first slide of the first, leave it as much as you can and don't change much, and never got your way at all. And so there was a sense that it was a done deal and people couldn't quite get their arms around, this is meant to be provocative and to get you thinking and what do you like and what don't you like. And I think that's just a lot of human nature. There was a very clear set of comments that came in from the Swiss States Committee, and they had bullet points, and I think we're moving down the road on that. So I had the sense that we got past that, and maybe for all the right reasons. A second issue that came up, I tried to explain to people, because this is what we agreed on as a committee, that this building and town hall, that was another conversation at another time. That what happens here, whether this is going to be renovated, remodeled, whatever, that was a different group of people that are going to talk about that need, the finances to do it, etc. And Town Square, our Town Hall, was sacrosanct. It's a historic building. It's a cultural building. But people wanted to talk about it. They just did. And it came up in some interesting ways. Probably the future of this building is much, much more of a question than Town Hall for those preservation-related issues and the significance of that building. But that's kind of wide-open territory when you feel as though it is the right time to talk about the future of this building. I think that might be the public meeting you get 300 people to, because there will be a lot of interest in that. A lot of the folks were drawn towards and offered some comments about what happens the other 330 days a year when Swiss Days isn't here. And there are folks who walk by here every day like me. I just live a block and a half down here. I'm very familiar with the feel and the setting of Town Square all year long. And I have some opinions about that. And I think people wanted to share those and were interested and drawn into that a little bit. But the balance of Swiss Days versus what about the rest of the year, i.e. the ice skating rink and summer improvements, some more things can happen there. I think that's some low-hanging fruit to get people down to specifics so you can start to build. Less interesting, but more important possibly, is water, sewer, power, roads. And that's that infrastructure stuff that nobody knows really what the cost factors are, but unless that works, then everything else doesn't. Which leads me to my next point. I think the most difficult part maybe in all of this at the front is gonna be the parking stuff. It came up in all different kinds of ways. And I, at our open space meeting, talked about that when the mayor was there with us and said that it might be best that there be a separate conversation along the length of Main Street about what's the future of parking and bring in some ideas from the outside and begin that conversation. Because I don't want the Town Square effort, personally I'm speaking now, I don't want the Town Square effort to fall into something that gets all tangled up in parking that is related to many other issues, including Main Street, the businesses, access egress, moving through town with 113 and with Midway and all those other issues. It's complicated. And at the bottom line, it's kind of a NIMBY thing. I mean, once you get one block from here, one block from here, all of a sudden you got a whole bunch of people that are not quite as interested in parking. But if they're over on this side, they're really interested in parking. And it came up all the time, I thought, inside conversations. I mentioned building renovation. I think that's a good thing to have. The Business Alliance, they were there in pretty good numbers in that first meeting, and then it just didn't come up again. And I would suspect that is a group that probably has a lot to say about some of these related issues. They, paraphrasing, said that they would like to see Town Square for those businesses around here as a place people could have something to do in the warm weather months as they're waiting for their reservation to come about, or whether it's shopping or whether it's listening to some music or one thing or another. And I really wanted to hear more from them. Well, what does that mean? And if you're at the other end of Main Street, is that an issue or is that a non-issue? And I felt like there were some answers that probably could have come from that group in a work session or something that might have come easier. Finally, I did want to give a little bit of a shout out for the ideas that Ken Mickelson brought forth from his time overseas. He really was promoting the, in conversation, the idea of Town Square as this place that you come to when you come to Midway. It's a draw in and of itself, not a byproduct of being here, but it's the reason you come. And in my old trade, we used to call that the sense of arrival. When you come to a museum, when you come to a beautiful place, and you're walking from the parking area and up and in, and there's things that speak to you about being welcomed and being worth your time to come and see this and to have that experience, a sense of arrival. And in different ways, I think that came up with a lot of people. The trees, the thoroughfares, getting rid of this and adding that. And so maybe some additional ideas, if we could have the opportunity to put some pictures in front of people and they could comment on that. Because I'm sure Dave will confirm that it's interesting when you take people to places and show them the very things you were talking about, all of a sudden they go, oh, that's what I meant. It's that awareness of seeing something that confirmed their thoughts. And I feel as though there were a lot of people that need to have something put in front of them, then they could help us fill in some of the blanks around that. Question?
Yeah, and Cortland, you can disagree with me if you read it differently than I did, but in that very first meeting, we did have multiple businesses represented. And the overriding sense was, yeah, just make it something that makes sense for people to come to it, because if they come to that, then they're going to come to our businesses. And beyond that, we didn't get much. And Steve, as you know, at that first Midway Business Alliance, we said, hey, here's Luke's email address. Send him your suggestions. And we didn't get anything from any of the businesses at that point. But I do think I'm going to kind of come back to my theory, which is I think they're kind of waiting to see what we kind of end up with, and then they're going to give us their input. We're going to bring it up at Business Alliance again in January, but yeah, we didn't get
the
anything.
Comments will come with the bulldozers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and with the price tags and
Mayor, just if I can add one other kind of comment or feedback. And I understand the two concepts are just to get people to react and think and just exploring. But looking at the two, there's kind of pros and cons I see to both. I call it the rectilinear plan is more simplistic, probably seems a little less obtrusive in terms or evasive or whatever you want to call it in terms of the town's existing town square, yet doesn't have as good of the pedestrian links, if you will, to kind of the configuration of this downtown area. The more freeform seems to solve that issue better. Now, how you meld those two together to kind of accomplish both, I guess that's one challenge. But that's one feedback that I would give is if you can have kind of the best of both worlds of those. And I would imagine, everyone's going to have different opinions, but I would imagine the more improvements, it's the old saying, you know, less is more. So the more that's done may be less acceptable to the public and seen as we're changing, completely changing the town squares. So it's going to be difficult to kind of strike that balance between the two. So I hope that's helpful.
Let me jump in. If I can see we're almost out of time. So I was just saying a couple of weeks ago, you know, just revisiting, like, what is the real output here and from this process so far? And really what I always wanted to see was, let's get the work done so that we have the guiding light for the square. And so the output I'd like to see is, you know, all of the work that was done should be summarized, including critically sort of those first couple of slides, you know, regarding vision and things like that, into a town square sort of master plan report, or maybe just master plan. And it should include, you know, the best of our assessments right now as far as design suggestions, as far as when or if anything gets broken ground on, I don't know. Could be within a couple of years. It could be longer. That's a future decision that maybe this council will make, or maybe some other council will make with none of us on it. But I wanted to sort of get that work done, include all the public feedback, document what